enjoy watching that. That made me feel
Do you have the channel up? It's all ready? All right. Let's see here. Are we live now? All right. We're finally going to begin. All right. Ready? And 1, 2, 3.
Tell you what I think about it. I think that is very, very bad for that man to make an accusation like that. That is terrible. I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a fucking 130 hitter like Lefay or fucking Babacqua, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a fucking boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a fucking team that had guys on it like Babacqua, I sent a fucking limousine to get the cocksucker to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup, because I kicked that cocksucker's ass any fucking day in a week. He's a fucking motherfucking big mouth, I'll tell you that.
From downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
10, 5, 4, 3.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on SkidRowStudios.com. All right, welcome back. Yeah, we're here. Tonight didn't go as planned, man. I mean, our guests obviously are not here, and I'm very sorry to inform you that they are not going to be here, except Adam Shankman is on his way on his bike. He tried to pie out earlier, and I told him, no, fuck it, man. You got to come down.
Oh, he's the comedian guy with all the jokes, right?
Yeah, and with the podcast.
That one's freaking hilarious.
Famous comics with the, you know, with Bob Odenkirk coming to his show and stuff, you know? But no, Adam said that, you know, he's really sorry. His parents his parents and his sister all live in the same house and they're far away and they can't do it. They can't come down to the goddamn show. So we're just going to get drunk tonight and play some songs and stuff. And yeah, I don't know, man. If you want to call the show, 800-893-9562.
If you'd like to you know, talk to us or maybe apologize or see what we're going to be doing this weekend.
We're all here by ourselves. We're like kids at home and our parents are gone right now, you know? So I'm going to make me a quesadilla, you know, I'm going to get a corn tortilla. I'm going to put some butter on it and, you know, put some butter and roll it up into a little thing and then I'll eat the tortilla. They said not to use the stove. They said all we could do is just watch the TV.
You do it on the foreman. Mijo. I don't want you playing with the fire.
So, we're here unattended and we'll probably end up fucking burning the place down. So, you know, like you see in the news, the kids, you know, they go, they get into like matches and lighters and stuff like that. I'm going to look for daddy's porn.
Hey, you know, it's going to be disappointing. You may not find what you want to find.
Well, hey man, I want to say what's up to Nick. What's going on, Nick?
Nick is our
board op now. All right. Sonia and Jeremy are going to move to New York City to start Skid Row Studios. And, that's what they're doing right now. They're getting all the plane tickets and stuff. They're packing, you know, they're getting all their shit together. That's why they couldn't be here tonight on the More Music Radio Pod. Wow. They just wanted to see if we could do it by ourselves, if the kids can do it.
A great transition.
Yeah. Hey, so what's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
There you go. Pretty good, man. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, man.
We are radio champions, so, you know, we're doing great.
I think it sounds great, man. I think you're doing a good job already.
Hey, thanks a lot, dudes. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, man.
Hey,
go for it. You're going to say something?
So Nick was smoking pretty hard before we got here, right?
Were you smoking weed?
Nah, dude.
No.
Man.
That's illegal, right?
I didn't do anything illegal. Well,
that's
sometimes.
Illegal.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know if I sound like as big a stoner as Nick, but. Uh-huh. But I smoke a lot of weed, but I don't think I sound as much as a big a stoner as Nick does, which is weird.
Yeah. One day I'm going to try weed and I'm real scared though. You know, one day I'm going to try it and I'll tell you how it feels, you know. I wanted to actually talk to Chickster because he said that he didn't really smoke weed, and I wanted to ask him about drugs. I want to ask him about their family, but we're going to bust Adam's balls when he gets over here. Cause he's not even here. He's going to be here in about 20 minutes, I think he said. So why don't we kick back? We're going to drink some beers and we got some songs that we're going to play right now. So we'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Get pumped. All right. It's going to be great. Yeah. You're going to love it.
Check that 7 day to make your weekend plans.
It takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, when we continue, the lost symbol has found lots of...
Keep fucking that chicken. Okay, I'll do it.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Skid Row Drop.
listening to www.skidrow.la, and we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what. Yeah! Hey! Hey!
What's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. And what? Huh? Recognize.
All right. We are back on the More Music Radio Pod, and we are joined by our hey Nick. What did I tell you about just easing out of the rolling? Oh, just let it.
Hey, come on, he's gonna get it. He's gonna.
Sorry.
Let's get it back.
All right,
let's try it again. Bring it up. All right.
Hey.
This is how we run the show, Adam.
Okay. Welcome back from More Music Radio Pod.
All right. Hey, what's going on?
Studios.com.
Hey, now. We are here on the More Music Radio Pod, and we are here with our guest. He's popular in the comedy scene and the entertainer scene. He has a breakfast show, and it is a kids show. And me and my partner Dan here, we're really happy to welcome Adam Shankman. All right.
Hey, yeah.
Hey now.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, is that mic kicking over there?
You got is it on? You got the.
You might
got to push the button on. Yeah, push the button.
Hello.
Did it work?
Hello?
It's not working. Hey, Nick. Do you have mic
six?
What is that? Two, three, four? Four, was that?
Yeah, I got.
Is it on?
Your mic's on.
I can't hear you. I could hear you like in the background.
It sounds really distorted.
Yeah.
I think try mic six, five.
Wait, yeah, is
five.
That one working right there? Is that one working? Yeah, these things are not going right tonight, you know. Man. You know, hey, this is a new Skid Row studio.
Believe it or not,
right now.
Adam Shankman works here.
Yeah.
And
we don't know what we can't.
You think he knows what's going on?
We
in
can't
studio.
Do it without our captain here.
Hello.
Yeah, much better.
Hey, look at that. Hey, that one's
right.
Better, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that one works. That one doesn't work, right?
Wow.
No, that one doesn't work
at all.
Is
that the Karen Centerfold mic that she blew out?
Yeah, I think we better get it together quick.
Yeah,
that wasn't a clap. That was a clap of like, let's hustle and like get it going.
I just better get really fucking drunk.
I just
really
figured out,
right,
you know,
because I'm about to fucking blow it on air.
Because we're doing this Joe freaking, we're doing this job freaking unsupervised here.
Yeah,
and the wheels are already falling off. It's gonna be like a freaking fiasco.
I'm freaking out.
We're gonna get fucking fired. Is what I'm saying. So we better fucking get this shit together.
Yeah.
So are you doing all right?
Yeah, no, I'm doing.
How's it going, Adam?
Well, wait, how long have you guys been a part of Skid Row? How long has the More Music Pod been a part of Skid Row?
The More Music Radio Pod started on April 7th, 2011. So it's a little over a year now, about a year and a month and a month and a half or something like that.
That's incredible. So
it's fun, man. We've been having a great time doing the show and a lot has happened, as you know. Where there's going to be a Skid Row Studios, New York. All right.
Yeah.
I love LA personally. You know, like I like to go visit New York and stuff. I went only once. Okay. But I still like it. So I can say I like to go visit New York.
Yeah. Sorry, New York. We're not coming with them, but you can still listen to us.
Yeah. New York has its thing. Like LA should
But
be
we're not
going to
be doing our
thing.
Show over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. LA, like we got to build. Yeah. We just got here is what I'm trying to say.
Go to New York. It feels, you know, too big, man. It's like LA is unique, and it's like having Skid Row and only in LA, it makes it like we are better than New York.
Yeah.
However, I think it's awesome.
We are. Man. LA actually is, if you want to be technical about it, better than New York, you know?
100%. Yeah. Everything is absolutely magical. Yeah.
New York City, you can't beat New York City. It's just like, I could beat it because like the fact that over here in LA, it's so spread out that you don't have to be like shoulder to shoulder with
exactly.
people.
Exactly. You get space.
The only thing here in LA is that people here, a lot of them are really fake and phony. Have you noticed that being in the entertainment industry?
Well, that's one of the downfalls, but however, it's still entertaining. It's, you know, get to meet these people that are fake and phony where you can't meet them anywhere else.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to meet them.
It's like the place
where you
want to
interview them.
It's like the place is a giant office.
I mean,
you know?
I guess sometimes. Actually, no. If there's like fake and phony people, I like to interview them and like break them down so that would be real.
Dude, you broke me down on the phone once. I was like crying after the interview, and I came
you were
back.
Crying.
I was a new radio show host because of you. So I don't know.
I broke you down on the phone. Tell us about that.
Totally, man.
What
like,
happened?
I don't know. I felt like I fell into that trap of like entertainment. Like, I'm Adam. Hey, and then like I talked to Vince, and he's like, dude. Are you real? Are you fake? What the fuck's wrong with you? You know, whatever. We go on and on.
I didn't say what
we
the fuck's wrong
hour.
With you, but...
No, we didn't say...
Because I want to know the real guy.
And so I was really, like, intimidated. Mm-hmm. And then I see you at my show, and, you know, it was like, oh, what's up, Vince? Thanks for coming to the show. Oh, you're like, this is my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, hey. And you guys kind of just stared at me.
Oh, you're talking about when we went to go to the breakfast show and stuff. Okay, first of all, man, it was Sunday. It was Sunday morning, right? Well, morning for us. I mean, it started at 1 or something. We got there early. You know, I don't know, 12:30 and stuff. And there's like a bunch of little kids, like Adam does a kid's show, which is like really kind of weird, you know?
Why is there a gay magazine in front of me? Two dudes naked. Is this the new Skid Row Studios?
I don't know.
Hey, man, you know.
Piñata Hour was here yesterday.
Oh, no
I mean,
way.
You
okay.
never know.
So,
they
left. Okay, cool.
Yeah, our new subscription of Adelante came in. They're all oil.
Adelante seems like a magazine where the two men like to... suck each other.
Yeah, there's two attractive. I mean, I guess they're attractive. How would I know?
I got bad taste in guys too. My girlfriend always tells me I got bad taste.
Yeah, these are oiled up boys, and they're looking. They're looking ready.
She says I get jealous of like ugly guys and stuff, you know. And I say, well, you know, I feel like I'm ugly, so maybe I'll be jealous of all the other uglies, you know. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. So we were at your show, and this is we're talking about like being awkward. Remember?
You feel like you're ugly. I'm sorry.
I got the kind of look, Adam, that when people look at me, they're just like, ugh, I already hate this guy. You know?
No, I think what they're saying is like, man, I'm going to really have to learn to love this guy.
Right. You know?
It's going to take some work.
Hey, I admit it, man. I admit it. You know, I look in the mirror every day and I'm like, Jesus Christ, like this is never going to change. Like I'm going to look like this, you know? It's just, it's a hard pill to swallow sometimes, you know? But, you know, if you chop it up in half or something and... Maybe if you, it's a hard pill to swallow, but if you crush it and make lines out of it and snort it, it'd be easier to take, you know?
Sometimes if you put it in food.
Or you can use that pill as a...
It's a little easier to swallow.
Or suppository it, you know, just yeah, shove it up, put it inside. But yeah, man, so we were talking, like we were at the breakfast show and stuff, and like I was feeling, I have like anxiety problems and I get anxiety attacks around people and stuff, and... Especially around like white yuppie upper class seeming people, or like annoying hipstery yups, you know, like the yuppies. Or
so the kids that go to
they're nice. They're nice people. I've never seen it's him not my
so
thing.
Quiet. Yeah, he was just it was not his thing at all.
But no, I was there because my thing was to check out the breakfast show. You know, I mean, we actually were a part of an Adam Shankman production at the Echo Park Film Center, right?
Fuck yeah!
It was a prom. It was a prom night thing that we did.
Sick.
And we got to play, and that's the first time that we got to hang out with Adam and stuff. And I'm like, man, this guy's like really cool. Like, and I know I can tell like he has that Andy Kaufman kind of thing going on, you know. And I'm like, well, that's really cool. But like, I really want to get to know this guy. I want to know the guy, right? And so like, I want to be like the privileged one to like get beyond the character and like get to be friends with the real guy, you know, because people like, I don't know, in LA and then like, you know, being in the entertainment, being in showbiz, there's a lot of people that are putting on a character, even though that's not their thing. They're putting on an air about them, you know? And like, I fear those people because you don't know where they're coming from.
I know, like, you know? Stupid bands who wear costumes is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, just be yourself.
Be yourself. That's actually the theme of the breakfast show, be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my whole thing is to try to find myself. I'm nervous too, Vince.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I think it's just because I don't know somebody right away. So I kind of put on a song and dance. I shouldn't do that, should I?
It's not that you shouldn't do that. It's just, it's a...
It's a good little cushion. I think that usually just breaks the ice right there. Mm. Well, maybe not at a kid's show. That might be bad.
Yeah. It was terrible. I used to do the kid's show on the air here for the first like 10 shows.
Yeah, I was listening to it. But you know what, man? Like, it was awful?
I mean, I thought it was just, it was okay.
You're just trying something out.
It was very conceptual.
Look, man, like none of us have any broadcast experience or anything. None of us, like when we started this, like there's no like radio professionals here. You know, we're just all amateurs, all novice at this thing. And luckily Jeremy made a place that where, you know, he built a radio station for like idiots like us to do radio shows and stuff, you know? So, you know, a lot of it is trial and error.
Dude, I feel like I'm like listening to history right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What history?
I don't know. Whatever you're saying right now, seeing that like sign behind you, it feels like we're a part of time. Like, like a Martin Luther King speech or a studio speech. And now they're moving to New York. And it's crazy how like sentimental it is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's so true. We're just a bunch of kids that are like, you know, maybe, you know, who knows what will happen.
Yeah.
But I like this, Vince.
I feel very positive about it. You know, I think it's a good idea that, you know, Skid Row Studios goes to New York City. At the same time, I'm really nervous about it too.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. It's because like for instance, tonight, this is our first night pretty much running. We have a new board op, Nicholas. Did you meet Nick?
Nick's
right?
Awesome. He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool, man.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's from Pomona. Remember? That's where you came from, Pomona. And you know who else is from Pomona? Tom Waits. So he's not from Louisiana like you would think. I thought he would be like, you know, like Cajun or something like that. But no, he's from Pomona, just like you, man.
Yep.
So, like, I just want to make sure that, you know, that everything's going to run smoothly while Jeremy is gone. Because Jeremy's the guy who, like, knows how to do everything and he puts out all the fires and stuff, you know. But,
Hey, Joel's pretty freaking awesome, too.
Joel's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's not sell that guy.
You hung out with Joel last night.
I just hung out with Joel last night when we had this most epic.
Did you guys go get whores?
No, but we saw whores on the streets.
Yeah.
They're trannies.
Yeah. What kind?
Crack.
What color ones? White ones? Black ones?
Africans? Black. Yeah.
Man, that American Africans. There's a lot of hyphens in that.
Dude, Joel is the coolest guy. Like, I mean,
like tranny, hooker.
So honest and real. And
he, Native American, black Native American.
That's like, my black that's Native quite a American title. Has a title. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, it's cool. But we were like, he was like, watch out where you walk. You don't want to hit like a syringe. I mean, that's where we were. It was nuts. And his wife's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
So opposite. Like, and I was like, so what's your favorite shows? You know, you must like love some of the shows here. Give me like three of them. He's all, man, I don't even really listen to like talk radio. It's not my thing. I was like, this guy's a punk rocker. I'm like, what are you doing in talk radio? Or like, what are you doing in the radio business? And he's like, you know, I just think that I believe in it and I want to quit my job. And I kind of want to just like, you know, see this rise. And so he was confused though as well. Like I don't think he really spoke to Jeremy about the whole, why Jeremy's moving. I guess Jeremy's moved a couple times in his life before. When he has that urge. So which is cool. And that's as far as it went.
You know, also Jeremy wants to be close to his family. His, he grew up in Pennsylvania. Being on the East Coast, he'll be really close, you know, see his mom and his sister and stuff. And I can understand all that, you know. It's just that it's June 1st which is in a couple days that he's going to be gone, you know.
He's going over there to just like build a new studio or to start actually, what's the deal?
He's going to go over there to start Skid Row Studios, New York City.
But we just got the huge LA Weekly like plug, you know.
Yeah.
Studio did.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
things are blowing up in LA and like, I think I sense the same kind of apprehension that I'm having also about it. It's like, I feel that, you know, things are going so well right here that we just got to make sure that everything's going to run smoothly while he's gone. You know, we need a Jeremy clone. And I was going to think about maybe sneaking in and stealing one of his ball hairs and we can clone from his ball hair and we can make another one because I feel like we need somebody like that. You know, to
it'd
run
be like
thing. But you know what?
Jeremy Hansen Park.
It's the kind of thing also where
Jurassic Park.
Where it's kind of like you have no choice but to trust him. You know, I mean, he's gone this far and he actually owns the whole shit. So it's like it's his decision, what he wants to do. But I believe that, you know, going to New York is a good thing. It's just I'm worried about, you know, like if there's any problems, you know. So far it's so good because I thought today, like, we're going to have problems like when I'm running the whole show off of my laptop right here in the studio. And it's like a new thing just to make it a little bit easier. And, you know, so far, so good. It's really not that hard, you know? So, I think what we should do is just be positive about it and you know,
actually people don't try this
worry
at home.
So
this is really difficult,
but I'm very, I'm a very anxious person. I get anxiety about everything, you know? And, you know, so I could see, you know, because you look scared. I'm scared, too. It's okay. We're in the same boat.
It's so sudden, yeah.
Let's protect each other. Let's look out for each other. You know, we're in the same Skid Row family. And, you know, I mean.
So let's.
You were on our show on the More Music Radio Pod first. And then that's where it all started. So we're kind of like blood brothers.
We are.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, brothers. So
let's pretend like we're not all getting fired. So what's coming up on your show?
We're all getting fired.
It's coming up. No, I don't know that.
Maybe it's just us. It's gonna get
No.
What if Jeremy's going to New York to like find the New York replacements to come back to Skid Row, LA, and they're like, they all talk with New York accents?
Yeah.
They're all like us. Like, it's the More Music Brooklyners. Mm-hmm. Yo, what's up? It's Vinny.
Yeah.
And then he's like, it's Adam D instead of Adam O.
I don't, right,
it's going to be sweet. Funny.
Whatever accent, I just don't want like problems or anything, you know? It's just like, because this is so much fun. I hate like, you know, like, let's say there's a guy that comes and runs the whole thing and like, he just is like hates us or something, you know?
There's somebody that's actually going to, oh shit.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know what's going on. Maybe we can call Jeremy right now.
It's pretty much all up in the air.
Try calling him on the phone.
Wait, but you have the most successful.
He has a cell phone. We can call him up. Let's see. Maybe he's drinking right now.
Here at Skid Row. So this well, must affect
no, you well, let's go ahead and I don't say know if you've heard of the Love Bite. Hello. They're on Sirius now. Did you hear that? They're going to start Sirius, I think, next or tomorrow. I think they're going to start.
Amazing.
So that's great.
6 million views.
Right.
Listeners, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is so weird being in here and there's no Jeremy.
Nick, did that go over the air? Oh, okay. Well, we can't. Maybe we'll try. I don't know. Maybe we'll try to get over him. Let's see if we can. Or maybe he's phoneless. You never know tonight. So why don't we just play a couple songs, man? I mean, you want to play some songs and then try to drink some of these beers and stuff and get back and talk about it?
100%
down. I feel like an air of neuroticism going on right now.
Hey, I'm trying not to freak out. Everything's fine. yeah.
I'm trying to figure out like what we're trying to solve.
Actually, Dan's my rock. You know?
Hey, just keep that rock coming, and I'll stay steady.
So, yeah, 800-893-9562 if you want to give a call over here on the More Music Radio Pod. You can talk to us about whatever. I mean, the Shankman family was supposed to be here tonight. I'm really disappointed. What happened? Chickster couldn't make it?
No, they live far away. And mm-hmm. So it's like I just seriously got off in the car. I just got out of the car, came to my apartment, and all of a sudden I get a voicemail from Chase when my phone died, and he's like, yeah, sorry, I can't make it tonight. You know, I live far away. He lives out by Pomona.
Yeah.
So that's the story, and I was very upset. And I was like, oh, man, you can't do that. Because I know how it is. Mm-hmm. When I don't have a guest last minute, it blows. And this is my own family, and I do a show here. So imagine how I feel.
Yeah.
However, like, I mean, if you would accept.
Who's that? It seems that we have a caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air on the More Music Radio Pod. What up?
They hit the operator for emergency break-in on our show. Hey, is your phone working? What's up, yo? You're on the More Music Radio Pod.
Is there a caller on there? If you don't talk, we're going to give out your number, fool. Is his number right there? Can you see it?
I got him on the air.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. Are we going to give out this guy's phone number? Or did he hang up?
He hung up.
Ah, what a fucking piece of shit.
Fuck you, Brad.
Well, hey, man, why don't we play a couple songs? So, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Adam Shank. Let's see how drunk we can get in the next, like, I don't know, what is it, like 7 minutes or something these songs are going to be?
We got a call.
Okay, we got a caller again. Caller, you're back on the air on the More Music Radio Pod. What up?
Hey.
Hey.
You guys sound like you're going to fucking slit your throats, man. Jesus Christ.
No, hey, what's going on, man? Where are you at? You're supposed to be here.
Here's the test.
Everybody,
man.
This is Jeremy, the overlord, the owner of Skid Row Studios. Dude, I was expecting you to be here, man. I was fucking so scared tonight. What the fuck are you, man? You don't return my calls.
I send you
lovely text messages. Say, hey, man, how you doing? You don't return my calls. I come over here. You know what? At least I'm going to see him here at the studio. And I come over here.
I forgot my phone at home.
Oh, you did?
I did. I forgot my phone at home. We just.
How come I think you're bullshitting me again? You like to fuck with me, man.
I forgot my phone at home.
No, man. I'm serious,
like
man.
A bullshit line, but it isn't.
You think that...
Hey, you guys are doing great. You only started 18 minutes late.
Okay,
man.
Don't filibuster. Hold on. You think that... It's not like... There's like things where you bullshit me, and then like you think that I don't know. Like I'm not... Like I don't get it or something. Right?
I'm not...
And I've
right.
caught you...
Actually,
I've caught you in a few of them, too.
Your calls and all your texts. That's... The truth is that I just completely ignored everything.
That's the truth, right?
No, it's not. But if that's what you want to hear, that's cool.
No, that's not what I want to hear, man. I want to hear like, hey, man, I love you. Thank you so much. This has been great. These great things are happening, you know? We're scared, man. We don't know what the hell's going on. We don't know. You're not.
Why are you scared? There's nothing to be scared.
Actually, because Adam's scared, too. And he came, and I'm like, oh, shit, and we're imploding on each other.
Joel told me what Adam said to him. Joel said that Adam told him that when a good restaurant loses its owner, the restaurant goes to shit.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
That's what I heard. I heard that from
Well,
Joel.
Don't you think that this is the fucking best restaurant on the internet?
It is the best restaurant in the internet. Right. It's going to continue to be the best restaurant.
Right.
You guys got Nicholas there. You got Mindy
yeah,
now.
And I like Nicholas.
Those guys are holding it down, man.
Yeah. What are you doing?
And then we're going to do Skid Row Studios NYC, and then you guys are going to come out and kick it off.
What are you doing right now? See?
What am I doing right now?
Hey, yeah. hey, just, I'm not freaking out. They're freaking out. And
Dan, you were freaking out too because we were talking about it the other day.
Why are these guys freaking out? Huh?
Let's all just put everybody on blast right now.
No,
put everybody on blast.
Yeah, well,
come on, man. You guys are going to be fine. Everything's good. Are you running? Are you running shit off your computer now?
Yeah, it's running fine.
It's
running fine. I just needed to have a couple pointers. It was when I started putting it together on my own. There are a couple of things that I just forgot to do, and then Nick came and saved my ass tonight, so we got
there
to do
you
that.
Go. Nick, what's up? All right, Nick.
Yeah, man. So where are you at? What are you doing, man?
I'm at home right now.
You're at home?
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm at home listening.
So are you going to come down? Are you gonna drink beers with us or what? We like it when you hang out. It feels like you don't like us.
Oh, man. This is reminiscent of the LaFrost and Moe show, man. Come on.
Yeah, but LaFrost and Moe didn't have the balls to fucking say anything on their radio show. I even tried to call them up. You remember when I was there, man, when the fucking whole shit was going down. And, you know, they didn't want to fucking talk about it and stuff, you know. But
yeah, Moe said he didn't feel like his friends were welcome at my house anymore.
Yeah, and then you got really offended and then you, like, totally cut that guy off, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. But is there like a pattern of that or something? Because I don't know. Like, I get like offended of it.
I got to know that you guys can do this on your own. How else am I going to do that unless I'm completely out of the picture? Right.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm leaving next Friday.
So this is the test.
So there's not too many opportunities.
See, what you should have done is said like, "Hey, man, this is the test. So I'm not going to be there. Like I said, I was going to be there."
Oh, man. I didn't say I was going to be there, did I?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, man. I know it's really hard to be the leader of something. I don't want to be the leader of anything. I happen to be the leader of this fucking band for the last 14 years. Leading is not easy, okay? The thing is like when people don't know what's going on, everybody fucking freaks out, you know? And so like,
I wrote the email to the host. It's not like everyone's in the dark about what's going on.
Give me a fucking call, man. Call me on my fucking phone. What the fuck, dude? You can't fucking talk to me or something?
You know I was going to call you. You make it sound like I'm never going to talk to you again.
That's what it seems like.
I feel like we're having our first girlfriend-boyfriend fight over the air right now.
Well, maybe it is, man. I mean, you told me yourself that you're really weird. You told me yourself that you think that you're weird with people and stuff, right? And I even told you myself, I even told Adam, I'm like, yeah, I'm very awkward, you know? And Adam's like, yeah, I'm very awkward too. So we're all awkward people, you know?
Right.
So like that, I just want to know where you're coming from, you know? Because like when there's like, I don't know what's going on, like I'm like, fuck, like I feel like I'm not like a part of it or something, you know? Like shit goes on, and I don't know what the fuck.
I don't mean to make you feel that way, man. All of this is very crazy for everybody involved. Okay?
Yeah, and I understand that.
I do this all the time, like you said, or Adam said. You know, he talked to Joel, and this is something that periodically I fucking
and you put him on blast.
Just leave, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's
good, man. Like, let me tell you,
I'll be back again. And this is L.A., and I love L.A. There's nothing. Nothing I'm doing here has anything to do against L.A. It's just I want to have that experience in New York City. I want to see that chance to expand this into different areas, you know. And like I said in my email, you know, I want Skid Row Studios, the plural, to actually mean something, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe
we're going to go there. We're going to give it our best shot. Sonya's going to help me, man. She's been huge help, as you guys know, making Skid Row Studios possible, as well as all the guests and all the great shows that we have. The way that we've grown Skid Row Studios, as you know, every guest that is on some show ends up having their own show, and that's how we built Skid Row Studios. And I think we've had an amazing group of people that have come together to make this possible here in L.A. Think of the shit that we've done here.
No, I know like, it. I've been here, man.
In the shortest amount of time. It's amazing, and it blows my mind every time I think about it.
Yeah, and hey, man, let me tell you something, man. And you know it. I've been here, man, and I fucking I've helped out with it, you know? I feel like, you know, our show has actually helped the radio station. You know, we've got a lot of people.
It has.
I'm sitting in front of a comedic genius right now, Adam O.
Absolutely.
We talk about him all the time, how much we like him, right?
Hey, and by the way, just real quick.
I swear to God, Adam.
The breakfast show, that I went to see the breakfast show at the Echo this last time with Daedalus. It was amazing. Me and Sonya were in the crowd. We were laughing our asses off, man. It was great.
It's great, right?
And he's gonna have Maria Bamford.
He's
this
getting.
Week,
he's,
and,
let me oh, tell wow. you, Jeremy.
She's a great comedian.
Adam, you're not here. I mean, if you were here, you'd be able to see. I wouldn't have to fucking tell you. But Adam is like very uncomfortable right now getting compliments. He's exactly the way I am. I get very uncomfortable when I'm complimented.
Really?
Yeah. He's trying to figure out if we're like bullshitting or not. But I was, Jeremy, honestly, no fucking around. We talk about that Adam Shankman is like, there's something going on up there, right?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time because, you know, we're always trying to figure out Adam and that's the genius behind it. And then I always go, oh, well, he's a Kaufman fan, so it all makes sense. But then I still question that, you know, and I'm like, some of the interviews are so funny on the Adamo podcast, man.
They're great,
there's
man.
There's this awkwardness in the air that just comes out being hilarious, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's really good stuff.
Yeah.
And the I don't know if you've heard the last episode with the German prostitutes, man, or the German
I heard that. Yeah,
fucking hilarious, man.
The German prostitutes that didn't want to even show their tits. The fuck kind of prostitutes they got in Germany,
man?
That's why the wall fell, man.
You know, good German Lord. Girls, you know, they, you got to shit on them a little bit, right? You know about that, right?
I don't know, man. I've never dated a German girl.
You had to pay up first, but you were constipated, so it didn't happen.
Loved unless you shit on them a little bit. So just keep that in mind if you ever go out with an Aryan princess.
Well, cool, man. Thanks for calling. And, dude, please do me a fucking favor, man. Give me a fucking call when you let me know what the fuck is going on. Please, like, as a leader, let me tell you what you got to do. You got to adapt to the way people are comfortable, okay? I'm not saying that I'm all with it, man, but I just need to, like, know what the fuck is going on, you know? Like, and I need to know that I'm fucking part of a goddamn team, you know?
Sorry
if I'm getting upset or anything, but, dude, when you don't fucking call back, it fucking irritates the fuck out of me. When anybody doesn't give me a fucking call back, I'm trying to find out some information or like figure out what's going on. And then like all this stuff is happening. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even fucking know that, you know?
Right. So this is life right now. Okay. Walking into work the fourth week on the job,
right,
saying, hey, by the way, guys, I'm going to move to New York City.
Right.
Thinking that they're going to fire me immediately.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got very lucky with that. And, you know, they're going to help me out and continue my employment in New York City.
Right.
Then, you know, I got to call U-Haul. Well, U-Haul, I call up to confirm, oh, we don't know if we can have a trailer for you by that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to freak out on U-Haul and flip the fuck out so I have a trailer, mm-hmm. you know, when I made my fucking reservation for.
Right.
And then, you know, I have to make arrangements to have the cats transported across the United States and make sure that they're safe and everything's taken care of. And then I got to end my lease here early.
You still got cats?
Apartment. What's that?
You still got cats?
Sonya has cats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So all I'm trying to say is it's been crazy, and if I don't call you back right away, don't take it personally. Don't think that, you know, oh, I don't like Vince anymore. Like, that has nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm dude, like, also, like,
dude, he's going
together.
Off his own track record. You need to bear with him, you know? It's like most people don't like him, so you need to understand
right.
where he's coming from.
Right, man. And listen, man, how would you feel too, man, and like, if the fucking thing were around? I don't know what your personality is, but I'd like to know what the fuck is going on, you know? Like, I want to know.
But tell me right now, what is it that you don't know that's going on?
Well, now I know, I know that, you know, you got
you
like all this
more
stuff.
Than what you started with?
What do you mean? Well, maybe not, man. I mean, but shit. I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I guess we can get into or something. I just don't want to feel like the fucking redheaded stepchild of Skid Row Studios, dude. You know what I mean?
Dude,
we've done a lot of fucking
work. I don't know
record.
How you could think that. Your show is one of the best shows that we have.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to clap, too, make it sound like more people.
It was slow clap.
Oh, yeah. So,
but yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. I don't know.
What I'm asking you right now is, when we established a new city, is the More Music Radio Pod going to come off to New York City to kick off the new studio?
Oh, fuck no, man. We're never going to do that, man. It's all about L.A. When that happens, we quit. Fuck yeah, man. Of course we'll be over there.
Well, good, good. Because I want to bring people from L.A. out to New York City to try out the new studio.
Yeah, okay.
So make it happen, man. I'll make it happen for you.
All right,
that's
man.
Awesome, Jeremy. No, I think it'll be good. So
do you feel better, Adam, about it?
Dude, I feel amazing now.
You feel amazing now?
Wow. I mean, I San Francisco, I met Joel, and we went to a really amazing bar.
Did you think that Joel was going to keep that thing secret?
What thing?
Oh, what you said?
No, I was me. I brought it up. I was concerned, and Joel was like, he was really chill. And just like...
Oh, was I supposed to not say that?
The restaurant.
What I'm asking is, did you know that Joel was going to tell Jeremy put you on blast?
Probably the silliest thing I've ever heard.
It makes sense, man.
The restaurant thing. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I heard you guys went to Jonell's.
Dude, this little bartender, this Korean lady. Oh, it's epic. Yeah, that bar is incredible. I would go there all the time if there was one over here. Yeah,
Jonell's is a good place. One time, this Asian bartender in there. She put her hand all the way up my pants, man. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, they're kind of aggressive.
Looking for the tip.
They're
good waitress.
Nice one.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy, are you going to be here next week? Because we got your lady going to be here, man. It'll be the nice send-off. Okay.
I'll be here next week. We're hitting the road Friday, though. Cross-country trip time.
I want you to commit to be here on the More Music Radio Pod, and I want you to be here and talk to us.
Or else.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, come down to the More Music Radio Pod next week. Hang out with us and Karen Center.
If any more mics are going to get broken, it might as well happen while I'm still here.
Yeah.
Hey, bring in the Audio Technicas. You know.
Yeah.
It'll be sweet. Yeah. She can go to work on those.
All right, man. Yeah. We'll talk again later. I don't know if this is the only way we're going to talk, is we can talk just on the radio show, but hopefully we'll talk later in private. You know what I mean?
We will, man, for sure.
All right, cool. Everybody, all Jeremy, right. the owner and founder of Skid Row Studios LA is going to make it happen in New York. All right. We'll talk to you later, man.
Good night.
All right.
Peace, man.
All right, with that, we're going to play a couple songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
We're nosing our way to the top, baby. Yeah.
Get out of my face. Get out of my face. I want my shit. I want my shit. I want my shit. I want my shit. Say, be that ass. Be that ass. I'm going to beat your ass on this plane.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Listen to the dirt as they fall upon your casket. Listen to the flowers as they fall upon your graveside. Lay in my casket. Stare at the wood. We try to shout. Ain't nobody gonna listen. Nobody what? Laying in our casket. Staring at the
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Your panties over yonder in the corner and open up your treasure chest. The Taurus to the north, anus to the south. I'm opening your beef curtains with my filthy fucking mouth. Cause of all the magic numbers, yeah. Well, my favorite, 69. In your brown eye with my friend. Just give me that 69, little lady. I'm a pussy man. You think you're fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah. Hi, this is David Lieberhart.
And this is Adam Papagan.
You're listening
to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row. Hey. right. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Yeah, I like that song. Jump into the fire. That's what we did. We jumped into the fire. We just said, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's see, man. We are here with Adam Shankman. It was supposed to be the Shankman family. I want to get you guys in here because, Adam, you do your shows and, like, also starring with Adam Shankman is your family, like your actual mom and dad and sister, right?
Yeah, my mom does the puppets, and then Uncle Chickster is Insane in the Membrane.
Insane in the Membrane, yeah.
How do you feel about Chickster's show? Or should I save it for when they're in?
I like it. Here. I like Chickster. Like, okay, so like, this is like when I was like, wow, fucking Chickster. Like, okay, when he was on the first couple Adamo podcasts, you know, you were trying to do the breakfast show, and he had that thing when he goes, yes, you know, and I'm like, oh, listen to this guy, man. I like it, you know? And then, but like, he really stole my heart at Boogie by the River.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was listening at home. We're going to go down there, you know, to be part of the broadcast and stuff. And Chickster showed up and he's all, yes, I'm insane to the membrane. You know, and like, I don't know. I like the show. You know, I don't know. It's like kind of like old timey jokes. And I think he's like, I didn't realize his material was so blue. Like, he gets kind of nasty too. Like,
super nasty.
Like vaudevillian nasty, you know?
And
like
my mother's next to him when he does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the freaky part.
He called in last week. Did you tell him to call in?
No. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he called in last week. And
I was sitting there next to him, like, laughing my ass off.
Yeah, that was cool. And I was really looking forward to seeing him. I actually never met him in person, you know? That's when I get weird. I get like awkward and stuff. I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Maybe right now is not a good time.
Wait, do you think if you wore like sunglasses, it would help? Like, if you had a guest, because I get really eye contact.
Howard Stern does that too. Here, get close to the mic too.
That's true. Howard does that,
and like he'll put on his sunglasses when
good call. Yeah.
When guests come into the studio and stuff, you know. But when everybody else is there, he has his like little clear glasses and shit.
How did Howard get into radio?
I think he just wanted to be in radio. I saw the movie Private Parts and it says pretty much the whole thing. No, he just wanted to be in radio, you know, because because his dad was like a sound engineer and, you know, he wanted to be exactly like his dad. And so his dad worked in radio and like he would go to work with them and he just thought that his dad was like the highest thing. So is that the way you think of Chickster? I mean, how did that happen?
So
tell me about your family. It's like almost like a, like a vaudevillian-esque kind of family, you know. You guys are into performing.
Yeah, well, Chickster is kind of the ringmaster of the family. Mm-hmm. He's like the circus freak, and my mom just kind of plays along. However, she's getting really good at puppets now.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and does voices now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's like new talents every day in that family. Mm-hmm. And then my sister is the queen of performance. I mean, she's like Meryl Streep on acid.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty great. And, you know, I have a really cool younger brother, and he's really good at, like, you know, the technical side of things, fixing things, especially, like, sound and stuff.
Right.
He's a pretty nice guy. I really, like, respect him a lot because he doesn't want anything to do with, like, being, hey, I'm insane in the membrane, and I'm a Shankman.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, he doesn't want to have anything to do with that?
No, he doesn't want anything to do with that. In fact, we were out in San Francisco, and, like, you know, he dragged me out to this nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
Like, check it out. I go to a nightclub, and uh-huh. These are, like, douchebags, like, from France and shit, like, trying to be, like, next Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
And I'm there, and I'm like, you know, no one gives a fuck about me, because I'm, like, kind of just this dude, nervous, neurotic.
Yeah.
And so I see and all of a sudden, I look over, and my brother's, like, raving. Like, like these girls that are visiting from Chile, he's, like, raving, and there's, like, this, like, Daddy Yankee song comes on. And I don't know Daddy Yankee, but I got exposed to Daddy Yankee in San Francisco.
There's a song called Daddy Yankee?
No, it's this artist named Daddy Yankee. He's like the
sounds Latin, like something I would
he's
hate.
He's the Latin pop god.
Oh, okay.
His name is Daddy Yankee. It's like boom, chicka, boom, boom, baby. And like my brother's freak dancing to this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? So he's now a Shankman. He's a clown. We all have horns and shit on our cars.
I got a horn on my car too. He goes beep. No.
Yeah, but you.
Right. Oh, you have the one that goes. I don't know how to do.
I actually
horn
heard that in open the Bay Area in Oakland. people put spinners on their hubcaps, mm-hmm. and they like make a little whistling sound as you drive by, and that's the new fade up there.
Uh-huh.
Is that insane or what? It's like, wee, as you drive by the sidewalk, and girls are like, wow, that's sexy.
That is,
what the fuck?
Yeah, I got a little chubby just thinking about it. That's really hot.
Chubby.
So your dad, Chickster, is the one that got the family into show business, right?
Yeah.
Where did he come from? Like, what's his background?
Man, I really wish he was here. It'd be so much better here.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a way we can call him? Can we call him up?
If there's a way, I don't know.
Well, we do have phones here.
Yeah, I mean, I have his number. Yeah.
On the More Music Radio Pod. Why don't you give the number to Nicholas?
It's,
you know, maybe, not, well, you know,
may not want to do that.
Yeah,
on,
you may,
on
might not want to do it on the air because then all these people are going to be calling Chicks, like all his fans are going to be disturbing him at home. So I don't know if maybe if you want to write it down and then hold it up on the window or something, maybe, you know, we'll get it. We'll maybe we can give him a call. In other words, you know,
all right, cool.
But since he's not here, what can you tell me about your dad though?
Well, his dad was, like a very, very successful, cartoonist. He was an animator.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of different drawings for like Hanna-Barbera and Warner Brothers Studios for like the cartoon department. And this is before, you know, it's over. Now it's all overseas in like Korea now, most of the animation.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper, production value. But so, back then at the studios, they had like the dudes that like dressed up in suits and drew cartoons and shit. So he was one of those dudes, and so my dad was always around him. So it sounds like a wave.
It sounds like a wave is coming in here.
Yeah.
Are we in the? Are we at the beach, or do we have a caller?
No, oh, yeah.
Music Hello. Radio
caller, you're
Hello.
On the air.
How's it going tonight?
Hi.
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 Hi. My name's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
And I was just listening, and I just walked by the studio, and I want to come up. Be a special guest.
Oh, yeah? Tina?
Yeah.
Are you fine or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty hot.
We ain't going to let any bitches up here if it ain't fine. Know what I mean?
There should be a pound key, like a little keypad out there. Just type in your measurements.
And, okay.
And we'll let you ride up.
Is she really downstairs?
Yeah, Tina's downstairs, man. Maybe we should go and get Tina burped right now.
Hey, Tina, I'm going to be right down. Check out them titties.
All right, baby.
All right, you're right there.
Hey, Tina, tell us, while we send somebody down there to go get you. Dan is going to run down, is going to get you, Tina. What do you plan on doing to get into the studio?
I make you guys some dinner.
Yeah, what's on the menu?
My boobies.
Your boobies?
Yes.
Yeah, what else?
My pants.
Your pants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you have to hand them through the door when Dan goes and gets you. All right?
Okay.
All right, yeah. So we'll see you in a little bit, Tina. Thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod. Do you have a question for Adam Shankman?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hi,
Tina.
Hi.
You seem pretty funny.
Are you a fan of the Adamo podcast?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing on there?
When he sings and dances.
I can't wait to meet you. You sound like a sweetheart. And we'll talk to you in a little bit, Tina.
Okay.
All Thanks. Right, goodbye.
Bye, Tina.
Bye.
Bye. So Tina, man, yeah. And you know, I don't know. It's good to meet new people. We'll see what Tina looks like when she gets up here.
She's really, wow.
Yeah, Tina's really coming.
And you, you so you make your guests call before.
Yeah, before they're allowed on.
Nice.
We got another caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello. I wanted to have a shout out for Nicholas Chacon. I believe he works with you guys.
Oh, yeah. All right. You want to clap? Make it sound like there's more people clapping. All right. Yeah. All right. So we got a Nick fan, huh?
Say what?
We got a Nick fan.
A Nick fan? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Nicholas, come on. You got to keep up, man, when you're on the More Music Radio Pod. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Dylan.
Dylan, what up, Dylan?
What up? How you guys doing? Been listening to you guys right now.
How is it? Is it like a clusterfuck? Does it sound like shit or is it entertaining?
Nah, it's pretty good. I've been listening to it for an hour and just want to give a little shout out. I'm over here in New York, so it's 2:00.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. So the bars don't. The bars are still open though, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Hell yeah, man. So yeah. Speaking of like, you've been listening for a while. I just want to kind of give a shout out to all the bands that we're listening to. We heard some Bloodhook at the first set and Horns. And we also heard Carnage Asada and Lightning Woodcock in the last set, and we got some more songs coming up. But Dylan, do you have a question for Adam Shankman?
Not so far, but I like what you guys are doing. You guys me interested in your guys' podcast and stuff. Well, I mean, your internet.
Well, hey, you got to check out all the shows, man, on Skid Row Studios. Not only is the More Music Radio Pod, but there is the Adamo Podcast, and you're on every Tuesday night at what, 8 o'clock, Adam?
8 o'clock, 8 to 9, yeah.
8 to 9. And there's other shows, too, like The Love Bite, Bad Advice, The Call Sheet with Keith Coogan, The Weekly Wrap-Up with Ken and his homeboy that I forgot his name, but I met him, but he's cool the other day.
Ken August? Or-
Ken August and his homeboy that I met that was cool the other day. And yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff you could check out here on the More Music Radio Pod. The Pina Tower, you could check that out. Yeah. It's really cool. That. They left their gay magazine here. And
I was wondering if you guys actually let that girl in. That was
In fact, Tina is actually here right now. Tina, good to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to the caller? I mean, he sounds like he's interested in you.
Yeah. Hi.
All right, Dylan, it's all you, Tina? Man.
How are you? What?
Man, this girl's... Are you wasted?
Not yet.
Not yet?
You want to help
me? Is there phone bags hanging out right now?
What are those?
Well, you guys want to have phone sex? Go for it, Dylan. Take it away.
All right, man. I'm going to let you guys do your thing.
Oh, come on, man. Have some phone sex with Tina. Tina, you start.
You have a penis?
What?
You have a penis?
No, I have a little miniature... micro-sized penis.
Me too.
I fooled you.
Uh-huh. Adelante. It's a man. Everybody, Patrick Jones is here. Woo! All right. Thanks for coming, man.
Master impersonator.
You guys have a good night.
All right, thanks for calling, Dylan. All right, man. See, so people can call up at 800-893-9562 and talk to us. Patrick, you're here, man. How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Yeah? Nice. You listening to the show?
Yes.
Does it sound okay?
It sound good?
Yeah.
Sound
you like it?
Yes, I like it.
This show is in stereo, bitch. Check it out.
I'm glad at least Adam showed up because Adam was like, "Hey, man, sorry about tonight." I'm like, "No, man, get your ass over here tonight. Come down. I need you to be here. Come down. I want to talk to you." You know?
Yes. Yeah, it'd be really.
Are you guys best friends also?
No.
Not at all. We don't like each other.
It's pretty much like a work situation.
No. Me and Patrick we've been friends since high school.
Since junior high.
Where did you guys go to high school?
At Eagle Rock High School. When I went to go. I don't know what I was doing, but I saw this guy and he was hiding behind a bush because everybody would be messing with you.
No, not this story again.
I've told this story before, but I found him in a bush. People were messing with him and stuff. And I was like, oh, man, that's the guy that lives in my apartments, man. I knew that guy for a long time because my aunt used to live in the apartments that he lived in and stuff. And then we finally moved in there after. And then I saw him in Eagle Rock High School, and he was hiding in the bush. I'm like, hey, man, I know you. Come out of that bush, man. Don't be hanging out in the bush. And he's like, but people hate me. I'm like, people hate me too, man. It's cool, but you can still survive outside the bush.
Some revisionist history.
Something like that.
What happened is you gave me a leaf and I ate it.
Yeah, but I can't tell the whole story.
Oh, that was mainly the story. Then we became pals. And then we went to Eagle Rock Plaza and ditch school and shoplifted. Had like some good
times.
We
used to steal. We shoplifted. We got busted at Magic Mountain for shoplifting on Valentine's Day one time.
Yeah, I was scared. Vince was it?
No, I was talking shit. I was fucking
man,
really.
Doing? Stop it! We're going to jail.
Wait, and you said that you guys got banned from Amoeba Music?
And we're criminals, man. We're
going to hear this story.
There's like a crime wave that we're responsible for.
I'm just curious. What's the story there?
Well, we played in front of Amoeba with our mobile unit. Have you seen our mobile unit? We go and we play. We have portable instruments, and we get to play on the street and stuff. And we played in front of Amoeba.
It's a music store, though.
They're assholes, pretty much, because like, and I want to call up maybe on the next show we'll call up Amoeba when it starts at 10 o'clock. There should be somebody there. Maybe we'll talk to the owner. I talked to the owner right after that happened. They banned us. They took pictures, Polaroid pictures of us. They say you're not allowed to come into Amoeba. if you come in, you're going to be arrested for trespassing. And I'm like, what, for playing music? And he's like, yep, that's right. You didn't listen to us. And we're like, fuck you guys. You guys suck. Fuck you. And I called the owner. I'm like, hey, man, why you ban us, man? He's like, oh, well, you know, you can't do that. You're causing a safety hazard and shit, you know? And I'm like, hey, man, why don't you relax? He's like, mom, I could already see the kind of childish person I'm dealing with. I'm like, oh, man, you're fucking square, daddy-o. Like, you're lame, bro. Like, what's up, man? You sound like the fucking old man and fucking shouting out the window for the kids to stop fucking making noise, man. This is not the way I imagined Amoeba Records, man.
You and kids get off my lawn.
So that's what happened.
Yes.
You could see the video. It's search the Mormons band from Amoeba Records, and you'll find it.
It's pretty epic.
It's good.
I like that.
All right. So yeah, man, we're just here. We're winging it, man, because tonight we were gonna talk to Chickster Shankman. That's Adam's dad. Marilyn is your mom, right?
Yeah, they all flaked on me.
And April is your sister.
Well, they didn't flake on me. They didn't flake. I mean, it's just. You know, I know.
Let's be honest. They didn't want to show up.
No, they did. That's the thing. But it was something to do with gas money, and I'm just being honest. So like, there's no. But yeah,
that's one thing we got to get from Jeremy. We need like an expense account that way we can get the Shankmans over here.
For gas, like you don't ask. I mean, this is Skid Row Studios. You know?
Yeah, some people ask.
Dude, I've had like every guest ask me.
You know, actually, I don't know if you've heard of Lee from the Pina Tower.
I know Lee. Yeah.
You know what? Like first, he tried to pie out on episode 3, I think it was, of the More Music Radio Pod. He called up and he made up some bullshit story that he got caught, like got pulled over, wasn't going to be able to make it. And then it turned into like, oh, we need money, you know, whatever. And so we're like, oh, okay. Well, I looked at how much money I had to say. I have 10 bucks. Jeremy says, I got 10 bucks. We're like, hey, man, we got 20 bucks for you. Come down, you know? And we had to pay him to come down to the show.
Shut the fuck up.
And then
up.
He saw like how cool Skid Row Studios was.
Shut the fuck up. That's how Lee got in here?
That's how Lee got in here. He saw how cool it was.
But at the same time, like the thank yous have been endless and like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Lee's fucking cool.
He's a very grateful guy. Yeah, sarcasm. Yeah, I don't know. He saw how cool it was at Skid Row Studios. Like, oh, cool, man. Hey, can I have a show too? And he got a show. And he got paid. I never got paid. And that guy got paid 20 bucks to be a guest on the More Music Radio Pod. Wait. Half of my money.
Wait, he got, really?
Uh-huh. And you know what? Remember there was a disco ball hanging right there? He got mad when the More Music Radio Pod used it when Aslan Underground was here. Yeah, yeah, man.
That's not your dick so ball.
He's not very, you know,
so
I don't know.
Really
all this is coming
though,
out.
In, like the music world, though.
Oh, yeah. You gotta kiss his ass. You want to get anyone.
yeah.
I did his show, you know, at the Drinko
How was
de
that?
Mayo. To be honest with you, like, I you know, I didn't have the greatest time. I liked what he did, and I thought that it was, but it was like, you know, I was booked for 2:00 and people were like still coming in and setting up. So I didn't want to perform. So I came back later.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same thing. And it was like, I was just like kind of, and he was really cool and hostile, but it was just like, I wanted to perform and like,
he was hostile. he was really cool and hostile.
Yeah.
What happened? So, what he was, got mad at you or what?
He didn't get mad, but he's just like, oh yeah, we're going to go upstairs and it's going to be, you know, we're going to give you a big introduction. I was like, and, you know, it just kept going, and I never got that. And so I finally just started performing in the middle of the floor when people are dancing.
Yeah.
And that was my performance. I kind of just left. It was a very
weird
feeling.
Yeah.
And I still think.
What was he doing? Was he, like, off smoking weed or something?
I don't know if he was. I mean, he was all over. He was wearing, like, a red T-shirt.
He always wears a red T-shirt.
And we took a picture.
I think it's the same red T-shirt.
He seems like he knows, like, the whole, like, world.
Yeah. He does know the whole world. Like, that's the thing. He's like he's a promoter. He puts on shows and stuff, you know? And yeah, he does know like a lot of people.
It was the only thing is that it was a bug. It was the same scene though.
But my point was that, you know, if your dad needed some money, maybe we could like pull together some money or something to do it. And
well, here's the thing. It's like I always grew growing up with like thinking that I'm rich. That's just my mentality. Like, we're really not.
Yeah.
Like, that's a Shankman trait. It's like always, you know, you could be just like anybody else. Sure, I'm not poor and I'm not like struggling like with, but I have this imagination to say I'm rich and I go around with that mentality. You know, I like to like act like I'm just as good as those people drinking beer at that bar.
Yeah.
And I've done that since I was a kid where people are like, nice shirt, nice skateboard.
Yeah.
However, dude, you know, I mean,
it ain't like that.
It's really not. It's really not. And I say that because
keeping ahead of
the
water.
It's just the way like I was raised, and I feel like I was. No one said, like, you know, Chickster never said in clown language, mm-hmm. "You're gonna be rich, son." Oink oink.
Yeah.
it's just imagination.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of made me feel like I could do anything I want to do.
That's good, man. So he instilled that quality in you, right?
So like asking for gas money, it's like, you know, he would do it. And I told him, he's like, dude, I already emailed Jeremy saying that I had something else to do. Don't tell him, like, you know, it was about gas money.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Chickster. I think that honesty is the best way to go.
Oh, Chickster was bullshitting.
No, he wasn't bullshitting. He wasn't bullshit.
Everybody's being put on blast.
No, he's not going to write Jeremy and say, hey, Jeremy, I can't do this show, you know, because I don't have gas money. That would just sound, just mm-hmm. not how,
yeah.
You don't do that. You have class and you have ethic and morals. Yeah.
Right.
So I was the one who kind of blew the whoa there.
Well, you know what, man,
really
that's cool.
He wants to do the show, and that's it's just too bad.
You know how that happens, man. Like, you book your own show. You know that there's so guests that say that they're going to show up, and then something just happens, you know, and then sometimes they don't show up. But at least you showed up, and we're having a good time. We're just, like, letting it out. It's very therapeutic tonight on the More Music Radio Pod. We're letting everything out.
I'm just really excited that, like, SkidRowStudios.com, or as you say, SkidRowStudios.LA.
Yeah, or there you go, yeah. Up in the field, all right.
Yeah. It, you know, I was really like, I did a little victory lap when they put you guys on the front page of the website.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have this really hot chick on the front.
Yeah.
And
that's Sonia, yeah.
That's Sonia?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's Sonia. She was on the, you know, everybody gets on there. Even the Apinata was on there too.
That was Sonia?
Yeah.
The girl that looked like, she was like a cat woman.
She was a cat woman?
Like she was
she a looked cat like cat woman?
Meow. Like coming through the screen like. Like Skid Row Studios,
yeah,
2012. I like that. And then I saw you guys, and I was like, "Yeah, that shows like the shows." But yeah, it was cool to have a hot chick too. I didn't know that was Sonia.
Yeah,
I recently I met Sonia a while ago, but I recently met her the last show I did. She's a cool chick.
Yeah, she was doing the More Music Radio Pod, running the board, and Jeremy taught her how to do everything pretty much, and. That's why he's taking her over to New York City to open up Skid Row dot New York City.
Oh. NYC.
Skid Row NYC. Yeah. It's going to be good, man. I can't wait. Well, hey, man, you know what? We got just a little bit more time in the show. We need to play some songs. We got some shit coming up for you right now. And we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh! Jim Jones, I love you.
Skid Row. LA.
Thank you.
is Arlo and Mr. Tease, and you listen to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Yeah. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. And you feel we are it? Here with our friend Adam Shankman.
On More Music Radio Pod nights.
We're bonding. Good.
Dude, very sexy.
Like, we're realizing that we're on the same team.
Before, like, yeah, in the break, dude, like, just talking to you guys. You guys keep it real. I dig it.
We try to, man. You know, it's like you can't always keep it real because people will freak out all the time, you know, but... It's been a very therapeutic More Music Radio Pod tonight, man. I feel like I got a lot off my chest. I feel so much better. I just blew a load.
We should bring this couch in every week. We lay down and just let our blow emotions a load. Flow.
We should all just blow a load.
Yeah.
We could do it right in, what's that dude's, that old dude with the dreadlocks hair?
Mr. Morris?
Keith Morris?
Yeah, we could jerk him.
You know, I want to have Keith Morris come
you
in on
should,
the show.
But I want to be a dick right now and say that off kind of blows.
Off blows?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
No, I don't.
What don't you like about it?
They're trying too hard to sound shitty, basically. I don't know.
Hey, I know. You got to be like us. Just let it happen naturally, bitch.
Yeah, that's why we're famous.
Don't try so hard. If you sound like shit, don't try so hard to sound like shit, in other words. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing it for years and it's been working, you know?
Yeah, we just
embrace
naturally sound like
how you
shit.
Sound like crap. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, man, we're just drinking some beers. We got Adam Shankman in here. So what's going on with you, man? Like, how are you liking the show? How are you liking doing the Adamo podcast?
This show or my show?
Your show.
I like
Damn it. We are terrible. We've left that door open like every break.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. It's
okay, but it's okay. Yeah, all right, sorry.
I think it's fine. I mean, this is amazing because it's very therapeutic and deep. And I mean, it's just real for me. I was telling Dan at the break, dude, like, and you guys were like, greeting Patrick, I was just like, dude, I'm just learning about how to be my true self and this, like, song and dance man. And, like, I'm every day, dude, I'm going crazy right now. I'm trying to really, like, not put on a show and just be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because there's not you can't trust everybody, you know.
It could be the weed.
I'm stoned all the time. Maybe it is the weed, huh? Maybe it's the weed that makes us awkward. Or does it make us more conducive to things?
Yeah, I just feel good. I feel honest. Booze? And so it's like when I do my show, I feel like I'm always playing a radio host. I'm not really the radio host.
Right.
I'm like playing a radio host, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of fucks with my head. I do that because it actually puts me in a good mood. It makes me feel like I'm a pro.
Yeah.
I'm here.
It feels good to, especially like there's a few of your shows that actually stood out, like when you had Stephen Brody Stevens in.
Oh, dude, that's Brody, yeah.
You had the T.J. Miller guy in.
T.J. is a good comedian.
Paul Provenza was in. Great. Who are some of the other guests that you've had in?
I had some German porn stars.
Yeah.
Last week.
Last week,
were,
I heard that.
They were boring as shit, though.
They were bullshitting, right? Yeah. They bullshitted you
and
that they were porn stars?
Boring, too, because they had no fun.
Were they ugly?
No, one of them was drop-dead gorgeous.
The other one was ugly?
She wasn't ugly.
You know a lot of fun Germans, by the way?
I don't know any Germans, man.
I'm just saying, the fun Germans are kind of hard to come by anyway, so.
Oh, that's...
But you think, you know, the porn would kind of... But yeah, that's a tough draw.
No, I just got carried away. I just met them, and I was like, I thought they were cool, and I like to just put on that radio show guy. Mm-hmm. When I get guests sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
How did you get Bob Odenkirk to be a guest on The Breakfast Show, man?
Good question. Like Bob's a neighbor of this guy that's been helping me, my really good friend Tim. Tim's mm-hmm. a really great guy. And, like, you know, he dedicates his life to just well-being and being peaceful, like, around everybody. And so I'm learning off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm really going through puberty right now is changing and shit. And, and so I just met Bob through my friend Tim, and then Bob's interested in developing a kid show.
Where did you meet Bob Odenkirk?
So people who don't know Bob Odenkirk, he's like Mr. Show and
Mr. Show
and all kinds
Breaking
of
Bad. Fucking Breaking Bad. He's have you seen
Saul,
that?
The Crooked Lawyer. It's fucking epic.
Man.
Yeah.
Better
it's
Call
really,
Saul.
Yeah, it's really fucking cool. Yeah, no, my friend Tim just set up like a little coffee experience of just meeting each other and like talking about. Tim wanted to talk to him about this project, internet videos they were working on, and I happened to go, and then I told him about my show. and one thing led to another. And he was like really, really interested in jazz. And then about, I don't know, 14 weeks later, you know, I get a follow-up email saying, yeah, I could do it.
Oh, cool.
So he took a long time to book.
Seems like a cool guy, man.
Super nice guy.
Because like you've had guests booked on your podcast that don't fucking show up, right? Like the SNL guy.
I've had a that guy, he's just on drugs.
That guy, Jeff Richards, that was his name?
Yeah, he's just on drugs. Like, seriously.
But we broke his balls, though.
You guys were that was the turning point of like, what am I doing? Why am I still, hey, it's Adam O'Day. I got fucking sick of that shit. So I just kind of switched.
And that's good, man. I like it when you're...
That's when we talked on the phone the first time and you broke me down and you scared the shit out of me.
I didn't mean to scare you. No, I was just saying, this. I think you should like do it, man.
You're like, just do it. Like, what are you doing? Are you happy doing it? And I was like, I'm really like not. And then I came back and then I had a stripper.
And you know, no. When you came back after that, that's when you had Stephen Brody Stevens. And then he schooled you too.
He schooled the shit out of me.
That was a good interview, man. Check it out, dude, because that was a good one, man.
But the stripper one was like kind of my breakthrough of just letting go, of finding my fun.
Right.
I'm just doing the best I could do.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it and I love it. However, you know, you guys are really like natural and you're not like putting on like the voice or the show. I'm not saying I'm putting it on 100%. Some of it's real. But you guys seem
being drunk really helps too.
Yeah.
But you guys seem to find your like real, you know.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what, man? Like we just started doing this like a year ago, year and a month and a half or something, you know. It hasn't been that long.
I was episode 20 on your show.
You were episode 20. That's right. That's when we were doing drugs. We did LSD. We did all kinds of drugs. We did cocaine.
Hey, we're getting a little late in the show, and we got a caller. So I don't know if you want to squeeze him in.
We got a caller on the air. Caller, we're in the last couple minutes of the More Music Radio Pod. What do you got to say? What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening? Hey. Is this Esmeralda, the president of the Mormons fan club?
Yes. Hey, where's the next mobile unit?
Next mobile unit, I think we're going to bust it at the first day of the Jubilee on Saturday, this coming Saturday.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. But
tell everybody,
though, that we're going to be playing on the Eagle stage on Sunday, May 27th. If you're going to the Jubilee, make sure that you go and check us out at 5:15 p.m. on Sunday. We're going to be playing the Eagle stage.
I won tickets, right? I won tickets.
That's right.
You're on the guest list.
You never asked me my last name.
You're going to be Dan's guest.
We know
you're
gonna be Dan's date.
He's a married man, too, so.
Yeah, and my wife ain't going to be there.
Need a chaperone.
So it's going to be all... It's going to be all...
It's going to be a Jubilee?
Fine.
All right.
But, awesome, guys.
But yeah, so Saturday...
Get ready, man.
We'll be...
I decided I'm going to call every week, guys.
Well, yeah, call up and say what's up. Do you have a question real quick in the final minutes of the More Music Radio Pod for Adam O? Or Adam Shankman?
I just want to say hi to Tina.
Oh, Tina. Hey, let's get Tina back in here. Tina, come back.
Tina sounds like the old man from Family Guy.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Esmeralda. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. It's getting freaky.
I know, right? What's going on here?
Hey, Esmeralda, are you going to bring Brenton Wood on the More Music Radio Pod?
I'm really trying to. I'm working on it. I got his phone number if you want it, so you can call him.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get Brenton Wood on here on the More Music Radio Pod. That would be fucking awesome.
We can at least call
let's
him.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we can do it. I want to get him in here to talk to him.
Yeah. I think he will.
All right, cool. Let's hook that up. We'll talk about it at the Jubilee this weekend. You can see the Mormons on Sunday, May 27th on the Eagle stage at 5:15.
And the Dharma Bums, too.
The Dharma Bums are going on right before us, so be there early. Let's get there. Let's all get there early and all smoke a bowl, all right?
Yeah. It's going
to
be it.
That way we can just relax. We don't have to worry about rushing and shit.
You guys, don't forget to bring Tina.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm on the guest list, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on, Tina?
Can I be a plus one with Tina?
Well, yes, Chris, we have two plus ones left, and I think Adam should be one of those plus ones.
Thank you.
Oh, we should. I wish I'd known that earlier.
Tina's voice kind of freaks me out a little bit. It's kind of creepy a little bit.
Well, we'll see you at the show, Esmeralda. So, what we're talking about is the Silver Lake Jubilee.
Yeah,
that's going to be happening in, believe it or not, Silver Lake this year. Normally, they have it in Silver Lake. So, That'll be like at Myra and Sunset and Santa Monica. It's like, you know, where everybody comes together.
Yeah.
It's kind of like where the old Sunset Junction used to be before they like went bankrupt and couldn't pay the city.
Yeah.
So, and got shut down.
A lot of people are complaining to us too. They're going, hey man, $20 is a lot for a day, man. You
hey,
know,
break in, man. We're getting paid flat rate. So.
There's discounts you can find and stuff, you know, and I got to say about the Jubilee people that they're very on top of things. They called us. They're saying, okay, we want to make sure you got your guest list. They're very organized and they're nice people. And we actually know, one of the organizers. We know Marcus and then, we know other people that are involved with the Jubilee.
See,
so
see, Adam, there's hope. Not everybody in LA is total douchebags. There are nice people who get stuff done.
No, it's funny you're saying Jubilee.
I mean, not us.
I'm a big
We're
fan.
We're fucking assholes.
I know this guy named Jack Martinez, who's in charge of like...
Right, Jack.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan.
I talked to Jack, yeah. Come down, man. You going to come to the Jubilee?
Dude, I'm going to go to your show. Yeah,
let's do it.
I have no idea you're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's 5:30?
Yeah, it's actually on Sunday,
at the Eagles stage.
At Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, it's a well put together KCRW's putting it, like presenting the whole thing. And
right.
So, you know, it's like an actual, I mean, not that we're not great, but, you know, they're like a real radio station. And,
dude, congratulations for playing that.
That's, yeah, that's cool that they thought of us. So,
well, I
want
to thank Marcus from the Jubilee. For asking us to be part of the show, man. He called up and he's like, hey, we want to get you guys in there. He actually tried to get us last year, but we couldn't do it because we were going to be out of town, or I was going to be out of town. But this year we can do it, and it's a little bit bigger. There's going to be some good acts. Our friends, the Dharma Bums, Manhattan Murder Mystery. There's a lot of stuff.
There's some pretty cool really hipster cool bands too. Like if there's people like Aloe Black and Auto Lux. No, they're like, you know, people. They're like on TV and radio and stuff. People
pretty
like
hip.
Them. So you know, So if you think we suck, there'll be other musicians.
There's
there,
gonna be haircuts that costed $80 there walking around and stuff. You know,
we actually get haircuts if we want them before the show.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, we're like real. They're treating us like real performers.
We're gonna end up looking like Avenged Sevenfold pretty much at the end of the night.
Free eyeliner.
I don't want to look like the drummer because he's like in a box in the ground somewhere. That was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We're all going to look like the Strokes pretty much at the end of the night. So.
Yeah, they're coming back. It's been about 10 years. They're going to be cool again next week.
Yeah.
Dude, I think you guys should make like a soundtrack for Skid Row Studios.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you guys are the official soundtrack.
We'll find some musicians to pull that off, and then we'll get that together.
I could play like a tune of you guys on my show. Like, you know, Lee and Pinata Hour could play a little tune of you guys.
Of course,
do it. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty cool.
It'd be pretty cool, you know. We have you know, Pinata Hour come down to hang out on a more spreadable pool.
Hey, by the way, I think Piñata Hour is doing live stuff at Club Los Globos, cool. So if you want to check that out, you can do that. It'd be pretty cool. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you like our show, go to the Skid Row page. There's a donate, and, I mean, we're not going to get any money, but Jeremy's pretty awesome, and Joel's pretty awesome. So, you know, if you guys give money... This thing will keep going.
It does cost a lot of money to do it.
Yeah, believe it or not.
So go to the donate page, donate some money, be part of Skid Row Studios. We're fucking blowing up, man. Skid Row LA is blowing up.
Blowing up.
Everything's okay.
Hey.
Our leader, Jeremy, called up to clear the air and say, don't worry, guys. Everything's cool. What are you freaking out about? We're having a boyfriend-girlfriend fight. Let's not have this. And I'm like, no, let's have this. Let's have a boyfriend-girlfriend
fight. Makes good radio.
You know, if you go ahead and donate... to the page, go ahead and email either us or Jeremy on the main page. Let them know, and I'm pretty sure you can get some free shit from us. You can either get like download
shirts.
We got download Mormon download cards, so you can get some of those.
That's right.
You can get shirts, stickers. You know, just hit us up. You know, support the station. We'll try to repay you. So
yeah,
But anyway, we got other shows going on this week. On Friday, our friends Sassafras are playing at the Homeroom on Beverly Boulevard. It's 3121
cool
Beverly Boulevard. Yeah. It's a little bit cheaper than our show, but...
Bring a cup. Don't bring real beer. Bring like a, you know, soda cup from Carl's Jr. or something and fill it up with beer. So they'll think you're drinking a soft drink.
Yeah, just pretend like you're actually at Homeroom in like high school. So like drinking may not be... I mean, keep drinking because it's high school and you should keep drinking.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did.
We all drank in Homeroom, but you got busted, you get in trouble, you get sent down to the principal.
But yeah, and then we got a... you know, I didn't see anything happening on Monday, but it's a holiday weekend. go ahead and barbecue and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, lay out in the sun in your fucking
veggie burgers,
or whatever the fuck it is you do.
You know.
I got a show on Sunday.
Oh, what's I'm going sorry. On, man? Yeah.
But that's before your show at 1 p.m. at the Echo.
At 1 p.m. at the Echo.
That's
come and check
all
out
within
the
walking
show.
Distance. So.
Maria Bamford.
Yeah, Maria Bamford.
Maria
she's a great,
Bamford is going to be.
She's the Target lady.
Yeah.
She's like the crazy Target
right
chopper
after that
lady.
Show, I'm going to Jubilee, and then I have time to kill, and then I'll go
cool.
check you guys out on the Eagle stage. It's sweet.
Yeah, man. So,
5:30.
Yeah.
So if you can't figure out something to do with your weekend after all that, then I don't know. Go kill yourself.
Wait,
or watch the Avengers or something.
See you guys, by the way.
How much are tickets?
Yeah, the Jubilee to see you guys perform.
I think it's like $20 a day to see the whole festival. But oh, you know okay. what, man? That never stopped us when we didn't have any money. We'd fucking just sneak into the fucking shit. Find a fucking way to sneak in if you can't afford it. If we're around, maybe we might help you. If not, look for a Groupon, okay? $17, I think you can get for both days. I think I saw a Groupon.
Hey, there's always an old-fashioned way. You can always blow a security guard. I'm pretty sure that still works.
Dude, that's so cool. You guys are playing that festival. That's one of my favorite LA festivals.
Thanks, man. Yeah. And we'll see you there. We're going to hang out. So this is the end of the show. I want to thank Adam Shankman for coming in, and we'll get the Shankman family in and another time on the More
thank
Music Radio
Pod.
Thank you
very much. Thanks, Dan. Thank you
thanks
very
a lot.
Much,
yeah,
Vince.
Man.
Thanks
you.
Patrick.
Yeah.
And,
thanks a lot, man.
Hope to be back soon. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, come
so
by whenever you want, man. Come and hang out and get drunk with us on the More Music Radio
for
Pod.
Sure. You're part of the Skid Row family.
All right, everybody. This has been the More Music Radio Pod. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will catch you next Thursday when we have Karen Centerfold on the More Music Radio Pod, the infamous Karen Centerfold.
Wish
later on,
luck.
Everybody. Good night.